This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Patrick Weiland-Smith.
And I'm Jacob Holman. The fate of Senator David Lionhelm's marriage equality bill is unclear after the Prime Minister appeared to backtrack on a promise to bring the matter to a party room vote. The Liberal Democratic Senator last week introduced into the Senate his Freedom to Marry bill, which will allow for gay marriage and allow celebrants to opt out if they choose. He's raised the stakes and is threatening to block parts of the government's agenda if coalition members are denied the chance to decide on a conscience vote. Following a week in which the PM was hammered over a broken promise not to cut funding for the ABC and the SBS, Tony Abbott equivocated on his conscience vote pledge before the 2013 federal election.
My position going into the next election is that what our policy is on this will be a matter for the post-election party room.
But on Monday, it was a different tone altogether.
Normally, opposition private members' motions in the Senate are dealt with without a vote. If this one is different, well, obviously the party room will consider it. But if it is dealt with in the normal way, it won't actually come before the party room.
All around the country and across the globe, events have taken place to mark World AIDS Day on December 1st under the goal of zero new infections, zero discrimination, and zero HIV-related deaths. In Canberra, a giant 12-metre red ribbon was unfurled on the lawns of Parliament House, with politicians from both sides joining a panel discussion on the path forward for HIV research. In Sydney, the city's first permanent rapid HIV screening clinic was opened on Oxford Street by the New South Wales Health Minister, Gillian Skinner. And hundreds gathered in Federation Square in Melbourne, where the keynote speaker, Associate Professor Mark Stouve from the Burnett Institute, cautioned that the medical community must focus on the right targets to measure success.
Unfortunately, taking on ambitious disease outcome targets is literal rather than aspirational, risks worthy and otherwise successful programs being discarded or inappropriately revised if new diagnoses targets are not met.
Australia's Age Discrimination Commissioner has blasted both Labor and the Coalition for kowtowing to the churches, calling for religious exemptions to anti-discrimination law to be scrapped. Susan Ryan, a former Labor senator, was speaking to the Homosexual Histories Conference at Sydney's University of Technology and said efforts to pass broad protections for LGBT workers and school students had failed because the major parties are afraid of the church's power. Progress is occurring at a state level, however, with the Victorian Labor Party elected to government promising to undo changes to anti-discrimination law, giving religiously affiliated schools and hospitals carte blanche to fire gay workers.
Turning overseas now, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been elected as the main opposition leader, and his first order of business will be scrapping gay marriage. After receiving 64% of his party's vote, Sarkozy will lead the UMP in the next election in 2017 against President François Hollande, whose party fought a fierce battle to pass marriage equality legislation last year. If the law were repealed, Sarkozy would be threatening over 7,000 gay and lesbian couples who have been married in France.
Staying in Europe, and gay marriage has arrived in Finland, the 12th European nation to recognise the union between same-sex couples. The legislation won with a narrow 105-92 vote. It allows gay couples to adopt and share a surname and makes Finland the last Nordic country in which same-sex couples are free to marry. The law, though, has caused a backlash from the Finnish Lutheran Church, after Archbishop Kari Mäkinen expressed his support for the recent reform. Since then, 7,800 people have left the church in protest.
Neighbouring southern states, Arkansas and Mississippi, have both overturned bans on same-sex marriage within the past week, although there is no rush to the altar yet. Gay couples can't marry yet after US District Judges Catherine Baker of Arkansas and Carlton Reeves of Mississippi put a stay on the decisions. Both states' governors have indicated they will appeal the ruling.
And to India now, where hundreds of gay and lesbian citizens have defied the country's Supreme Court, marching through New Delhi in protest against a decision reinstating the ban on homosexuality. It was December last year that the Supreme Court upheld Section 377, the colonial-era law that makes being gay a crime in the world's largest democracy.
Now with the week's sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
The governing body at Cricket Australia says its self-imposed deadline to introduce LGBTI framework was too ambitious. The league is now working on a revised goal of the new year and will improve its diversity and inclusion policies as well as hold training workshops to educate cricketers. And NFL draftee Michael Sam has told GQ magazine he wishes he'd been a lot more private with his coming out story. Sam says while he doesn't regret coming out, he would have preferred to quietly tell teammates and coaches rather than have his story leaked to the media. In an exclusive, Sam also revealed that he felt a lot more welcome at the Cowboys than he did at his first NFL team, the Rams.
Thank you, Tanya. And that's it for Q&N for another week. I'm Patrick Whalen-Smith.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to the team at Q&N. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the Q&N podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow Q&N on Twitter, at QNN Australia. At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.